You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome in to the draft seminar presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Matt Hicks, the FF Educator, joined as always by my co-host, John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar. And class is in session, and this is the one that I personally have been looking forward to. My guy, Terrace Marshall, is who we're breaking down here on this video.
Matt, the best part about being your teammate and why I like talking to other people and their opinions, you have sold me on Terrace Marshall, and I moved him up my board because I listened to you. I heard what you said. If we had done this a month ago or early, he was outside my top 10. He was like number 11 or 12. Now he's moved all the way up to my number 8. Not as bullish as you, but I see what you see now. And I go back. He was the number one prospect in Louisiana and number two wide receiver in the country in high school. So he steps onto the LSU campus with a prolific recruiting resume. Now, he was injured his senior season and he missed the campaign of high school. But as a junior, 55 catches for 1,250 yards and 15 touchdowns. Now, I'm going to repeat this right now. Terrace Marshall scores touchdowns. He's been doing it since high school. Now, I know people don't like narrative street and analysts will tell you that you can't predict them. And I agree for the most part. But there are some players who just get in the end zone. And statistically, Terrace Marshall has shown us this. We'll talk about touchdowns at LSU also. 2018, the Under Armour All-American. Matt. As a true freshman in 2018, he walks into a crowded locker room at LSU. That is the understatement of the year. He did play in all 13 games, and he had 12 receptions for 192 yards. So the talent was there, just a tremendous amount of talent in the locker room, couldn't get a lot of opportunities. If he goes to a Pac-12 school like Amon-Ra St. Brown, he might go on the field and become a star immediately, but he walks into the SEC in one of the best locker rooms in the country. How talented was it? He was on that sophomore, as a sophomore, he was on that LSU team. We must put this into context. He was teammates with Justin Jefferson, first-round pick, Ja'Marr Chase, should be a first-round pick this year, and Terrace Marshall. That's a crowded wide receiver pecking order for the LSU Tigers. He totaled 46 receptions for 671 yards and 13 touchdowns. All three of those young men scored double-digit touchdowns. So now we have 2 years in a row. Terrace Marshall scored 15 junior year of high school, 13 sophomore year of college. Last year, we know Jefferson went on to the NFL, became a star. Ja'Marr Chase opted out. Terrace Marshall was the focal point of this offense, everyone. Don't look at the raw numbers. He only played 7 games. Then he decided to opt out and get ready for the draft. He was 48 for 731 yards and once again, 10 touchdowns. He averaged 15.2 yards per catch. Unbelievable numbers. One thing that I noticed, I went back, I saw 21 touchdowns in the last 24 hours. Matt, what is amazing about Terrace Marshall? He has touchdowns from 50 yards out. He has touchdowns on slants where he just outruns the corner and he beats a safety to the end zone. And then he's in bunch formations at the goal line, and he's in the middle of traffic. They're running crossing patterns. They're knocking people off, but he's got a linebacker in front, a safety behind him, a cornerback chasing him, and he plucks the ball. I mean, he has scored almost. I saw so many different ways this young man excelled to get into the end zone. Matt, I agree with you now. He is a value. And Matt, I bet NFL scouts are going to love him. They're going. I know you scout the player, not the uniform, but we're human beings. When you think about Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, DJ Chark, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to scout Terrence Marshall as an NFL team, and you're going to highly rank this young man. What's your film study say?
So, John, a very high rating for me. I project him to be a league-winning talent. He is a top three wide receiver for me right now in my pre-draft evaluation process. It starts with the hands, and I know I make this comment a lot, but a lot of the times we overthink things at the wide receiver position. You need guys with good hands catching the ball. He tracks the ball well through the air. All right, he adjusts to balls very well. He has very few drops on his film. And he has a large catch radius, John. He extends his frame well. He's 6'3". That stands out in this draft class by itself. But his catch radius is longer than that. He's a very lanky player in a good way. His contested catch ability also gets an 88 for me. He has great body positioning at the catch point. He goes up and wins. He's physical. He bodies defensive backs. He wins over some of the most talented guys in the country playing in the SEC West every week. And John, one thing that he doesn't get enough credit for, he is a field stretcher. And that's what you mentioned when you're talking about his ability to score from 50 yards out. He has great downfield acceleration. He may not be the quickest guy right off the line, but he builds speed quickly. And he is a great runner down the field. He's got an 85 for acceleration for me and an 85 as well for route running. He runs a diverse route tree. He does very well on his deep routes in particular. He does not get bullied off his routes. He has great physicality to his routes. He always puts his body in a position to win. He creates space well. He plays under control, and he runs a really, really nice slant route, which you know, John, is always one of my favorite things for a prospect. But let's flip on the tape and see this in action.
It's going to be beautiful, friends. We got to watch this.
All right, here we go. As always, provided by Brandon Lejeune, Devi Deep Dive on YouTube and Twitter. And we're going to see right off the bat here, look at that field stretching ability. He cuts it over, and look at the acceleration there. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. You see a lot of this. Look at there. You go. There you go.
Middle of the field. And look at that downfield acceleration. He's not given enough credit for his ability to get down the field right there through traffic, not phased at all. The concentration is one thing that we underlook sometimes. And it's really there with Terrace Marshall.
And look at how he's scoring, Matt. All different routes near the goal line, all different areas of the field. Oh, I've seen this one. That's a thing of beauty.
Look at him fight through. That's probably DPI right there against Mississippi State. He fights through it, and he catches the ball, and the defensive back is the one who ends up on the ground. A play before that, John, we saw against Vanderbilt, he controlled his body in the back of the end zone. That's a rare, unique talent. And you can see here, I know this play very well. He goes up and gets it over the Oklahoma defensive back. He has no business winning this route. He is jammed up, and he finds a way. Looks over his back shoulder, tracks that ball. Ah, it's incredible.
It is. I mean, there's just – and I think this is a national semifinal game. Yeah. Yes. He had a very good game, and it's unbelievable looking back because we love – oh, he just
– I know. Back.
Full speed, great hands there.
He wins in so many ways. We saw his athletic vertical ability to play before. Now he's physical. Now he's fast. Yeah, there's so much to love.
And that second level, we've talked about it, Matt, that second level vision. He has like punt returner vision at the second level, but he's not really a punt returner, but he has it.
It's absolutely incredible. Now, John, break down his production metrics to go on top of the film.
When you look at him, you have to put it into context, Matt. You have to understand he played with two unbelievable superstars at LSU. And the reason I have to mention that again, if you just look at the raw numbers, they're going to look a little, you know, hey, he doesn't hit all of my benchmarks. But He only had 12 catches freshman year, and he basically played two-thirds of his season last year. So he had, and then I think he did. He missed some time, right, in the championship run. I think he missed one or two games late in the season, but he came out, he came back for the playoffs. So I'm happy with the 106 receptions and contacts, 1,594 yards. Matt, there's the explosion. Yards per reception, 15. 23 touchdowns on campus. And Matt, I did it. Look over the past 2 years, 94 receptions, 23 touchdowns. That's a 24% touchdown rate. Now, he will not do that in the NFL. But what if he has a 16% touchdown rate? What if he's just one of those star players who has a natural and a natural nose for the end zone? Because statistically, we've seen it. I don't see too many players coming in the NFL with the 24% touchdown rate. So spectacular numbers there. Catch percentage, 69%. And ladies and gentlemen, he did play 1 year with Joe Burrow, who was unbelievable. This year, they had a rotating door at LSU at quarterback. And you go back to his freshman year when Joe Burrow was not Joe Burrow. So, 60, you know, that 69% this year is very impressive. Team aerial dominator, 23%. Now, on the LSU page, they have him 6'4", 200 pounds, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's a big man. He's very intriguing, that size and speed combo. He's physical, as we've seen. He's got good body control, tracks ball well, and he accelerates. Matt, if he makes it to the second round of the NFL, in the mid-second round, he's going to be a great value pick in the NFL. And if he's sitting in your dynasty league in the second round, friends, you got to go get Terrence Marshall.
Or you're not going to get him if you're playing in leagues with me. I can tell you that. Put those pencils down. This episode is over. We appreciate you listening, as always, to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode and you have not already, please give it a like if you're watching the video on YouTube. Subscribe if you're listening on Apple Podcasts.